Pastors, text 13. Advaitam harinadvaitat acharyam bhakti samshanat bhaktavataram isham tim advaitacharyam ashraye. Translation. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita, and because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him.
Yananjana Salakaya Chakshana Chakshana Manatam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gaurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samminiti Namine. Sati Devi Auradhi Vasarete Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachatya Dasata. Nityananda Sri Adoita Gadadhara Vidazade Aurabhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Namo Krishna Jaya Namo Hare Gopala Govinda Ram Simadu Suna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Mukhakroti Vachalam Pangulangaya Deyam Yatki Vata Mahan Bande Sigurudinathayanam Paramananda Madhamam Sri Chaitanya Isram. So, today is a good day.
So, today is a good day
to follow in the footsteps of Krishnadas Kaviraj.
To follow in the footsteps of Krishnadas Kaviraj.
Take shelter of Advaita Gosai.
And take shelter of Advaita Gosai.
Who is the incarnation of a devotee.
Who was the incarnation of a devotee.
Lord Chaitanya is the devotee.
Lord Chaitanya is the devotee.
And Nityananda is his expansion of devotee.
And Nityananda is his expansion of his as his devotee.
And Advaita Gosai is the incarnation of devotee.
And Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of devotee.
So when the Lord comes, He is always the Supreme Person.
When the Lord comes, He is always the Supreme Person.
Supreme Personality of devotee.
Supreme Personality of devotee.
In this Leela.
In this Leela.
He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simultaneously, He is the Supreme Personality of devotee.
He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simultaneously, He is the Supreme Personality of devotee.
He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna.
He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna.
He has this special power.
He has special power.
Which even Advaita did not have.
Which even Advaita did not have.
Advaita could give liberation.
Advaita could give liberation.
But to give love of Godhead.
But to give love of Godhead.
That's a bit more difficult.
That is a bit more difficult.
So, he appeared 52 years before Lord Chaitanya.
So he appeared 52 years before Lord Chaitanya.
In a village north of Sylhet.
In a village north of Sylhet.
I know because I went there by a helicopter. And it's on a sacred river.
I went there because it's in the banks of. I know because I went there by helicopter and it's on the banks of a sacred river.
It's only about 3 miles from the border of India.
It is about 3 miles from the border of India.
North is Meghalaya.
North is Meghalaya.
So, there Advaita was born. His father was called Kuvera and mother Nava.
And there Advaita Acharya was born and his father was called Kuvera and his mother
Nava.
Nava.
Somehow by the mercy of Advaita Gosai.
Somehow by the mercy of Advaita Gosai.
Iskon obtained that birthplace.
Iskon obtained that birthplace.
And we have a temple there now.
And we have a temple there now.
I guess we're trying to get all the abandoned holy places in Bangladesh.
So like this, we are trying to get all the holy places in Bangladesh. Abandoned holy places.
Or Mom and I went under worship. So somehow, Advaita Gosai, he came to Shantipur.
So somehow, Advaita Gosai, he came to Shantipur.
And simultaneously, he had a house in Navadvip.
And simultaneously, he had a house in Navadvip.
Most of the time, he would stay in Shantipur.
Most of the time, he would stay in Shantipur.
And there, we go to the same ashram he used to stay in.
And we used to go to the same ashram he used to stay in.
On
Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day.
So that his house was right on the bank of the Ganges.
So his house was right on the bank of the Ganges.
And he was there worshipping his Saligram Shila.
He was there worshipping his Saligram Shila.
Meanwhile, Madhavendra Puri, he was heading along the side of Ganges south to get some sandalwood pulp to put on his Gopal Didi.
Meanwhile, Madhavendra Puri was traveling along the Ganges downward south to get some sandalwood to put on his Gopal Didi.
There was some road along, but he didn't like to go on the main road.
There was some road along the Ganges, but he didn't like to go along the main road.
Because he would meet other sannyasis and people who would address him as Narayana.
Because he would encounter other sannyasis and people who would address him as Narayan.
And he was a Vaishnava, so he didn't like to be called as God.
He was a Vaishnava, so he didn't like to be called as God.
So although it was a bit messy alongside the Ganges, he preferred to go that route.
He was determined to go down?
He preferred to go that route.
To go that route.
So, he happened to walk into the courtyard of Advaita Gosai.
He happened to walk into the courtyard of Advaita Gosai.
And there Advaita Gosai saw a Vaishnava sannyasi.
And there Advaita Gosai saw a Vaishnava sannyasi.
With a tridandi.
With a tridandi.
Not the ekadanda.
Not the ekadanda.
So he stood up and received Madhavendra Puri.
So he stood up and received Madhavendra Puri.
He begged him to stay and take his meal.
And so he begged him to stay and take his meal.
Madhavendra Puri would only eat if he was asked.
Madhavendra Puri would eat only if he was asked.
So since he was asked, he stopped.
So since he was asked, he stopped.
And they were discussing Krishna Katha.
And they were discussing Krishna Katha.
And Lady Osai was so inspired to hear the words from Madhavendra Puri.
Advaita Gosai was so inspired to hear the words from Madhavendra Puri.
He requested Madhavendra Puri to stay another day.
He requested Madhavendra Puri to stay another day.
Like that he stayed a few days.
Like that he stayed a few days.
And then Advaita Gosai asked him for initiation.
And then Advaita Gosai asked him for initiation.
So he performed the initiation ceremony.
So he performed the initiation ceremony.
Gave him a mantra.
And gave him a mantra.
And then he proceeded down the Ganges path.
And then he proceeded down the Ganges path.
So, in this way, Advaita Gosai was initiated by Madhavendra Puri.
In this way, Advaita Gosai was initiated by Madhavendra Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya, he got initiated by Ishwar Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya, he got initiated by Ishwara Puri, a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
Therefore, Advaita Gosai was his spiritual uncle.
So therefore, Advaita Gosai was his spiritual uncle.
So, we'll get into that, those pastimes, a little later.
We'll get into those pastimes later.
Advaita Gosai, he wanted this very Lord to himself descend.
Advaita Gosai, he wanted the Supreme Lord himself to descend.
So that he could distribute pure love of Krishna.
So that he can distribute pure love of Krishna.
So he decided that he would offer Tulasi and Ganges water to the Sahyam Shiva.
So he decided that he would offer Tulasi and Ganges water to his Saligram Shila.
He would fast.
He would fast.
And he would loudly cry out on the Lord's name.
And he would loudly call out the Lord's holy names.
So his loud chanting pierced the universe.
So his loud chanting pierced the universe.
And in this way he was crying and chanting and fasting and offering this tulasi and
In this way he was crying and chanting and fasting and offering his tulasi.
With Ganges water to the Saligram Shila.
And Ganges water to the Saligram Shila.
They say that Saligram Shila is still available for darshan in Shantipur.
They say that Saligram Shila is still available for darshan in Shantipur.
But it is in a different place. It's not at the ashram we go to.
It is not at the ashram that we go to. It's in a different place.
I inquired one time. The Lord somehow sent a message to Advaita Gosai.
So the Lord somehow sent a message to Advaita Gosai.
And I am coming.
That I am coming.
So then he said, my name is Advaita Nandivan. So he must come.
So he thought, my name is Advaita, non-different, so you must come.
So when he had the confirmation that he was coming, he felt that his desire, his namesake, was fulfilled.
So when Lord Chaitanya sent the message that he was coming, he felt that his desire was fulfilled.
Then there was Lord Chaitanya in the womb of Mother Sachi.
Then there was Lord Chaitanya in the womb of Mother Sachi.
So he waited till the Purnima, full moon day.
So he waited for the Purnima, the full moon day.
It happened that on that Purnima, there was a lunar eclipse.
It so happened that on that Purnima, there was a lunar eclipse.
So all the people were, during the eclipse, they were taking their bath in the Ganges.
So all the people during the eclipse, they were taking the bath, taking their bath in the Ganges.
And when they were in the Ganges, they thought they could chant the holy names loudly.
And they thought that when they were in the Ganges, they could chant the holy names loudly.
The smartas have told the devotees that it was offensive to chant the holy names.
The smartas had told the people that it was offensive to chant the holy names.
Because they would commit offense.
Because they would commit offense.
But standing in the Ganges was all right because the Ganges was pure.
But standing in the Ganges, it was all right to chant because the Ganges was pure.
So everybody was chanting, Govinda.
Everybody is chanting, Govinda.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The loud chanting. So Siddhas Thakur, he felt very blissful. Wow, everybody is chanting.
So they were chanting loudly. So Siddhas Thakur, he felt very blissful that wow, everybody is chanting.
And Haridas Thakur, he was at the ashram of Advaita Gosai in Shantipur.
And Haridas Thakur, he was in the ashram of Advaita Gosai in Shantipur.
And somehow when Lord Chaitanya appeared, Advaita and Haridas felt extreme happiness.
So somehow when Lord Chaitanya appeared, Advaita Gosai and Haridas Thakur, they felt extreme happiness.
And they started to chant.
And they started to chant.
And dance.
And dance.
So the consort of Advaita Gosai.
The consort of Advaita Gosai.
He married two wives.
He married two wives.
Sridevi and Sita Devi.
Sridevi and Sita Devi.
We call her as Sita Thakurani.
We call her as Sita Thakurani.
So, Sita Thakurani, who had five sons.
So, Sita Thakurani had five sons.
And Sridevi had one son.
Sridevi had one son. In total, Advaita Gosai had six sons.
But anyway, that comes up later. Sita Thakurani, she came after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya by a day or so.
Sita Thakurani, she came to see Lord Chaitanya after his appearance, after a day or two.
She was brought on a palanquin.
She was brought on a palanquin.
Advaita Gosai was the leader of all the Brahmins.
Advaita Gosai was the leader of all the Brahmins.
When Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was 52.
When Lord Chaitanya appeared, Advaita Gosai was 52.
Lord Chaitanya stayed for 8 years.
Lord Chaitanya stayed for 40 years.
48.
48 years.
So that meant that Advaita Gosai was 100 years old.
That meant that Advaita Gosai was 100 years old.
When Lord Chaitanya left.
When Lord Chaitanya left.
And then he stayed 25 years after Lord Chaitanya left.
And he stayed 25 years after Lord Chaitanya left.
So his earthly pastimes were 125 years.
So his earthly pastimes were 125 years.
And in that time, he didn't go.
Until that time, he didn't go.
He did not grow old.
He didn't grow old.
Read how at the Puri Rath Yatra, Advaita Gosai, he's dancing.
We can read how at the Puri Rath Yatra, Advaita Gosai is dancing.
That time he was like 80 years old.
That time he was like 80 years old.
But he's dancing.
But he's dancing.
Anyway, so then Sita Dakarani, she offered various gifts to Lord Chaitanya.
So Sita Dakarani, she offered various gifts to Lord Chaitanya.
And then during Lord Chaitanya's childhood, his elder brother would go to listen to the class of Advaita Gosai.
During his childhood, his elder brother would go to listen to the class of Advaita Gosai.
His name was Vishwarup.
His name was Vishwarup.
So sometimes Mother Saji would send Nimai to go get his brother.
So sometimes Mother Sachi would send Nimai to go and get his brother.
So sometimes he pull his brother to come.
Sometimes he would go and ask his brother to come.
Sometimes he'd sit down and listen to the class.
His brother would say, sit down and listen to the class.
So Mother Sachi, at that time she got nervous.
Mother Sachi, at that time she got nervous.
And she said that this Advaita Gosai, he'll turn my son into a sannyasi.
And she said that Advaita Gosai would turn my son into a sannyasi.
So that was taken as an offense.
So that was taken as an offense.
Later, when Lord Chaitanya had started the Sankirtan movement, at that time, the devotees asked if he would kindly benedict Mother Sachi to have love of Krishna.
So at that time, the devotees asked if he would benedict Mother Sachi with love of Krishna.
But he said no, because she committed a Vaishnava aparad.
He said no, because she committed a Vaishnava aparad.
All the devotees were, how is that? Mother Sachi.
All the devotees said, how is it? How is it, Mother Sachi?
She can't get love of Godhead, Krishna Prema.
She can't get love of Godhead, Krishna Prema.
And then Lord Chaitanya cited that she would sometimes criticize Advaita Gosai.
And Lord Chaitanya said that she would sometimes criticize Advaita Gosai.
He would, his classes would turn Vishwarup into a sannyas.
That his classes would turn Vishwarup into a sannyas.
Which did happen.
Which did happen.
So then, Mother Sachi said, after I get forgiven for my offense.
So then Mother Sachi said, how can I get forgiven for my offense?
Lord Chaitanya said, you have to take the dust from Advaita's feet, you have to beg him for forgiveness.
And he said that you have to take the dust from Advaita Gosai's lotus feet, you have to beg him for forgiveness.
So, Mother Sachi and all the devotees and Lord Chaitanya, they all went to the house of Advaita Gosai.
So Mother Sachi and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they went to the house of Advaita Gosai.
Advaita Gosai, he said, really, what brings you all here?
So Lord Advaita Gosai immediately asked, what brings you all here?
And they told him, Mother Sachi has offended you.
They said that Mother Sachi has offended you.
And therefore you have to forgive her.
And therefore you have to forgive her.
So she can get Krishna Prema.
So she can get Krishna Prema.
Me offend Mother Sachi?
Me offend Mother Sachi?
And he started glorifying Mother Sachi.
And she started glorifying Mother Sachi.
And he's glorifying.
And he's glorifying.
He became so ecstatic. Chanting the glories of Mother Sachi.
Chanting the glories of Mother Sachi.
That he fainted. Lord Chaitanya shook his head. He's not going to forgive you. Because he doesn't recognize himself as someone who was offended by Mother Sachi.
Because he does not recognize himself as someone who would be offended by Mother Sachi.
So Mother Sachi thought,
what can I do?
Take the dust from his feet.
So Lord Chaitanya said, take the dust from his feet.
And that will free you.
And that will free you.
So then she took dust from his feet.
And so she took the dust from his feet.
On her head. And then she got Krishna Prema. Hadeval! Advaita Gosai, one time Lord Chaitanya, he thought that he should confirm himself to Advaita Gosai.
One time Lord Chaitanya thought that he should confirm himself to Advaita Gosai.
That he was the person that Advaita Gosai had brought down. So he asked Sri Ram Pandit.
So he asked Sri Ram Pandit
to go to see Advaita Gosai.
And
tell him that person for whom he had fasted.
And that person for whom he had loudly cried out.
That person for whom he had worshipped the Salyam-shila.
And that person for whom he had worshipped the Saligram-shila.
That person for whom he had fasted.
That person for whom he had fasted.
He is now in Navadvip. So he should come. So Siddha Thakurani, Sri Ram Pandit, he went to the house of Advaita.
Sri Ram Pandit, he went to the house of Advaita.
And he delivered this message.
He delivered this message.
And
Advaita jumped up.
And he started to dance and exclaim.
And he started to dance and exclaim.
I brought him down.
I brought him down.
He came down.
Haribol.
Then he suddenly had a mood shift.
And then suddenly he had a mood shift.
But many knew that I prayed.
Many knew that I had prayed.
How do I know he is really the Lord?
How do I know he is really the Lord?
He could just be tricking me. I'll go hide in the village. And then if he is my Lord, he'll call me.
And then if he is my Lord, he will call me.
And then I'll pay my obeisances.
And then I'll pay my obeisances.
If he is my Lord, he'll put his lotus foot on my head.
He will put his lotus foot on my head.
And then when I look up, I'll see him in his spiritual glory.
I will see him in his spiritual glory.
If these confirmations are there, then I'll know that he is truly my Lord.
Then I'll know that he is truly my Lord.
So then he saw Sita Thakurani had an arati tray.
Then he saw that Sita Thakurani, she had an arati tray.
What's that for? Just in case. Good consort. So he went to the nearby village. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur
has described this pastime. Lord Chaitanya called out, Nara, Nara, Nara. Which means shaved up. That was Advaita Gosai's nickname, because he was always shaved.
That was Advaita Gosai's nickname, because he was always shaved.
And
he gave a commentary that
although popularly thought that he had a beard, he didn't have one. So anyway. Then Advaita Gosai came out and offered his obeisances. And then Lord Chaitanya went and put his lotus foot on Advaita Gosai's head.
So Lord Chaitanya, he went and put his lotus feet, or lotus foot on Advaita Gosai's head.
And then Advaita Gosai looked up. And all he could see was Lord Chaitanya. Nityananda. And the whole world was like invisible.
Because
of the effulgence emanating from Lord Chaitanya.
Because of the effulgence emanating from Lord Chaitanya.
So that's the place where
Advaita Gosai offered a 21 hour arati.
And Lord Chaitanya revealed who different devotees were.
And Lord Chaitanya revealed who different devotees were.
He gave out some benedictions.
And he gave out some benedictions.
Different devotees.
To different devotees.
Like Kulavecha Sridhar.
Like Kulavecha Sridhar.
I was thinking. We have surrounding us many cult leaders.
We have surrounding us many holy places.
Cult leaders.
Cultivators.
Agriculturalists.
Agriculturists. Cultivators.
In Mayapur.
In Mayapur.
And these Lord Chaitanya had given to a cultivator at that time.
Lord Chaitanya had given to a cultivator at that time
he was the cultivator of bananas and vegetables.
He was a cultivator of banana and vegetables.
He gave him love of Krishna.
He gave him love of Krishna.
So I thought, I'm going to tell the cultivators how Lord Chaitanya, he gave his mercy to Mayapur cultivator.
So I want to tell the cultivators how Lord Chaitanya, he gave his mercy to Mayapur cultivators.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Because normally we think of cultivators, they're like simple people.
Normally we think that cultivators, they're like simple people.
Although they are, they got mercy from Lord Chaitanya.
Although they are, they got mercy from Lord Chaitanya.
So, like this, Advaita Gosai was offering arati to Lord Chaitanya.
So like this, Advaita Gosai was offering arati to Lord Chaitanya.
So Advaita knew that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself.
So Advaita Gosai knew that Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself.
So he knew that he came from Krishna, and Krishna was worshipable to him.
So he knew that Krishna was worshipable to him.
So he tried to offer Lord Chaitanya respect.
So he tried to offer Lord Chaitanya respect.
But Lord Chaitanya in his lila, he was the grand disciple of Advaita Gosai.
So Lord Chaitanya, in this lila, he was like the grand disciple of Advaita Gosai.
So he would not accept any worship from Advaita Gosai.
So he would not accept any worship from Advaita Gosai.
And this peeved off Advaita Gosai.
And this peeved off Advaita Gosai.
There are many lilas that have many lilas which happen.
Many lilas were happening.
Based on this. One time Lord Chaitanya. He fell unconscious. In ecstasy.
Advaita Gosai took the opportunity
and after some dust, Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
And took some dust from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
Lord Chaitanya came awake.
Lord Chaitanya awoke.
And said, someone has stolen my Krishna Prema.
Someone has stolen my Krishna Prema.
And he ran and jumped in the Ganges.
And he ran and jumped in the Ganges.
And the only one that kept up with him was Nityananda.
And the only one who kept up with him was Nityananda.
He also jumped
in the Ganges.
And then everybody arrived and saw the two circles in the water.
And everyone arrived and saw that there were two circles in the water.
And then they swam a kilometer on the water.
And they swam away a kilometer on the water.
It was the night time.
It was night time.
So they came up by the Goswami Mart.
So they came up by the Goswami Mart.
And stayed in the house of Nandanacharya.
And stayed in the house of Nandanacharya.
So like that, the devotees thought Lord Chaitanya left.
So like that, the devotees thought that Lord Chaitanya left.
Advaita Gosai was crying and rolling on the ground.
So Advaita Gosai was crying and rolling on the ground.
There was another pastime where Advaita Gosai,
there's another pastime where Advaita Gosai, he started giving yoga vishishta
lectures. And his book is not read by Vaishnavas because basically it contains Mayavada.
This book is not read by Vaishnavas, but because basically it contains Mayavada.
But he started to lecture on that book.
He started to lecture on that book.
And he was agreeing with the Vaishnavati Mayavada. He was propounding Mayavada. Lord Chaitanya came with a stick.
And Lord Chaitanya came with a stick.
Started chasing him. Don't lecture on these bogus things.
I won't let you on these bogus things. And Advaita Gosai was very happy.
Finally, you mistreated me. You treated me as a junior. Lord Chaitanya said,
And Lord Chaitanya said, never lecture on Mayavada again.
When
Advaita Gosai
was heading south
to Jagannath Puri.
There's another pastime. But I'll tell that later. Like this, Advaita Gosai was a regular kirtans of Lord Chaitanya.
So like this, Advaita Gosai was a regular in the kirtans of Lord Chaitanya.
And when Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas.
And when Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas,
Nityananda Prabhu tricked him.
Nityananda Prabhu tricked him.
To head south. He thought he was heading to Vrindavan.
And Lord Chaitanya thought that he was heading to Vrindavan.
Then he got to Shantipur.
When they got to Shantipur,
he saw Advaita Gosai crossing the river by boat.
He saw Advaita Gosai crossing the river by boat.
So what is Advaita doing in Vrindavan?
He thought, what is Advaita doing in Vrindavan?
And he realized, I'm not in Vrindavan.
Then he realized, I'm not in Vrindavan.
I'm in Shantipur.
I'm in Shantipur.
I've been cheated.
I've been cheated.
So then, the whole pastime of him taking prasadam in the house of Advaita.
And then the whole pastime of him taking prasadam in the house of Advaita.
And his meeting with Mother Sachi.
And his meeting with Mother Sachi.
About helping him. That happened then.
That happened then.
So, like this, after 10 years, Lord Chaitanya had returned to Bengal.
So like this, after 10 years, Lord Chaitanya returned to Bengal.
When he delivered Rupa and Sanatan.
When he delivered Rupa and Sanatan.
And he went out to the Kanai Natshala.
He went up to Kanai Natshala.
So on his travels.
So on his travels.
He also visited Shantipur.
He also visited Shantipur.
And he happened to be there during the Govinda Dwadashi.
And he happened to be there on the Govinda Dwadashi.
Just prior to Gaurapurnima.
Just prior to Gaurapurnima.
And then he saw the great feast that Advaita Gosai had made, was making.
And then he saw the great feast that Advaita Gosai was making.
To celebrate the Madhavendra Puri's day.
To celebrate Madhavendra Puri's day.
That's when Lord Chaitanya said.
That's when Lord Chaitanya said.
Whoever takes prasadam at this place.
Whoever takes prasadam at this place.
On this tithi.
On this tithi.
They will get.
Will get.
Devotion for Govinda.
Devotion for Govinda.
That's why we go every year.
That's why we go every year.
To distribute prasadam.
To distribute prasadam there.
Get a little taste of prasadam there and get Govinda Bhakti.
And get a little taste of prasadam there and get Govinda Bhakti.
So one of the branches of Lord Advaita is a Kumbhakar Vishwas.
So one of the branches of Advaitacharya is Kamalakar Vishwas.
He would regularly assist Advaita Gosai as his secretary.
He would regularly assist Advaita Gosai as his secretary.
So he visited Radhapuri. He got there before Advaita Gosai.
So he visited Jagannath Puri a little before Advaita Gosai.
And he sent a note to the Pratap Rudra Maharaj.
And he sent a note to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Stating that Advaita Gosai was an avatar.
But he had taken a loan of 300 rupees.
And that he had taken a loan of 300 rupees.
And he needed that rupees to be paid.
And he needed that rupees to be paid.
So the king gave out 300 rupees.
So the king gave out 300 rupees.
To pay Advaita Gosai's debt.
To pay Advaita Gosai's debt.
Lord Chaitanya said, what is this?
Lord Chaitanya said, what is this?
You're saying Advaita Gosai is an avatar.
You're saying Advaita Gosai is an avatar.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's true.
That's true.
But to say that he has a debt and he has to beg money.
And to say that he has a debt and that he has to beg money.
That's vile. Vile philosophy.
That's Paul philosophy.
So I teach this Raul, this other Sampradaya book, this person from
person is from upper Sampradaya.
He does not know what's right to do, what's wrong to do.
He doesn't know what is right to do and what is wrong to do.
I'll punish him. He cannot see me anymore.
He cannot see me anymore.
Govinda, you see that he does not come in my presence.
Govinda, you see that he does not come in my presence.
And then Advaita Gosai arrived.
And then Advaita Gosai arrived.
And he heard what happened.
And he heard what happened.
And he became very blissful.
And he became very blissful.
He said, how the Supreme Lord, he has no friend and no enemy.
How the Supreme Lord, he has no friend and no enemy.
He is equal to all.
He is equal to all.
So how he is showing special favor to my secretary.
So how he is showing special favor to my secretary?
That even he should take the punishment of the Lord as a mercy.
That we should even take the punishment of the Lord as mercy.
That's one of the purports of this lila.
That's one of the purports of this lila.
But then Advaita Gosai went and told Lord Chaitanya.
Then Advaita Gosai went and told Lord Chaitanya.
How is it you have given greater mercy to my secretary than me?
How is it that you have given greater mercy to my secretary than me?
Me, you chased with a stick.
Me, you chased with a stick.
When I preached Mayavad.
When I preached Mayavad.
But he never banned me.
But he never banned me.
So he got more mercy than I did.
But he got more mercy than I did.
And Lord Chaitanya laughed.
Lord Chaitanya laughed.
Alright.
Alright.
Bring him.
Bring him.
Ah! What have you done? Now you really cheated me.
He really cheated me.
You banned him and you bring him?
You banned him and they were about to bring him.
Oh. Krishna's Kaviraj.
Krishna's Kaviraj.
He said, what's going on between the Lords? Some of this is I could write, but it would write the book too long.
Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami said, the passage of the Lord, some of these things I could write, but it would make the book too long.
And some things you can't understand.
And some things you cannot understand.
It's just the Lord's internal understanding.
It's the Lord's internal understanding.
So somehow Advaita felt doubly cheated.
Somehow Advaita Gosai felt doubly cheated.
That his secretary Kamalakar Vishwas,
got banned
and then forgiven. So, like this, sometimes Lord Chaitanya and Advaita.
So sometimes like this, Lord Chaitanya and Advaita.
Nityananda.
Swarup Damodar.
They were bathing in the Narendra Sarovar. In Jagannath Puri. And they were splashing at each other. Says that the Vaishnavas, sometimes they have little retrieves where they just act like kids.
So sometimes, like this Vaishnavas, sometimes they have these pastimes where they act like kids.
They splash each other, sir.
And they splash each other.
So that's allowed.
That's allowed. Normally they're very serious.
But sometimes they joke. So a variety of pastimes that Advaita Gosai had.
So there are a variety of pastimes that Advaita Gosai had.
And if you discuss Achyutananda and others. Then take hours and hours.
Then it take hours and hours.
And then of the six sons of Advaita, three were dedicated to Lord Chaitanya.
And of the six sons of Advaita Gosai, three were delegated to Lord Chaitanya.
And three became smartas.
That
means more attached to rules and regulations than to Lord Chaitanya.
That means they became more attached to rules and regulations than to Lord Chaitanya.
So, Prabhupada in this 12th chapter, he talks about how six sons of Advaita had the same opinion of Lord Chaitanya, and three had, and one had different.
So Prabhupada in the 12th chapter he discusses of the sons of Advaitacharya, one half had the same opinion as Lord Chaitanya and one half had a different opinion.
So he used that example that in the Gaudiya Math.
There was division.
And some people stayed loyal to follow the Guru. Others spectated and started doing things which were not authorized by Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakur.
And others speculated and started doing things that were not authorized by Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakur.
So Prabhupāda said, these separate group, they are asara.
So he said that this separate group, they were asara.
Means, in so many years, they have not been able to do really any significant teaching.
So that means in so many years, they have not been able to do any significant preaching.
So, the Gaudiya Math, they asked me, can you change these chapters?
So Gaudiya Math, they asked me, can you please change these chapters?
Sorry.
I said sorry.
Can't really touch on my Gaudiya Math.
I cannot touch my Gurudev.
Don't have the guts to change.
Anyone has the guts to change?
So, Prabhupada, he was giving those instructions to warn us to stay loyal at his lotus feet.
So Prabhupada was giving us those instructions for us to stay loyal at his lotus feet.
Also for the Gaudiya Math.
And also for the Gaudiya Math.
To stay loyal at Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati's lotus feet.
To stay loyal at Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakur's lotus feet.
So, now they don't ask anymore.
Now
all the godbrothers of Prabhupada.
All the godbrothers of Prabhupada.
At least the ones that we know.
At least ones that we know.
Are all gone. Now it's all grand disciples and great grand disciples.
Now it's all grand disciples and great grand disciples.
Disciples. Also. So, we're trying to, Prabhupada asked that these effort to create an association of the Saraswat family.
So Prabhupada said that there should be an effort to create an association, the Saraswat family.
So we have a Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava Association.
So we have a Saraswata Gaudiya Vaishnava Association.
And all Gaudiya Mats have joined that.
And all Gaudiya Mats have joined that.
Except one. Except one. But, and so, we're supposed to have a draft. It's unregistered.
We are supposed to have a draft. It's unregistered.
But we want to register.
But we want to register.
When we get the draft, we have to give that to the GBC.
When we get the draft, we have to give that to the GBC.
See what they say.
See what they say.
And every Gaudiya Mat will give to their managing boards.
And every Gaudiya Mat, they would give that draft to their managing boards.
We'll see what happens.
To see, and we have to see what happens.
Anyway, today is Advaita Saptami.
Anyway, today is Advaita Saptami.
It's the day that Advaita appeared in this world.
It's the day that Advaita appeared in this world.
And by His mercy, Lord Chaitanya came.
By His mercy, Lord Chaitanya came.
So we always remember Him.
So we are always remembering Him.
Prior to any Nam Yajna. On any festival.
Or any festival.
So His appearance is just prior to Lord Nityananda's and Lord Chaitanya's.
So His appearance is just prior to Lord Nityananda's and Lord Chaitanya's.
By His appearing, Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Advaita and Lord Nityananda.
And Lord Nityananda.
So today is a very sacred day.
So today is a very sacred day.
Advaita Gosai is very merciful.
Advaita Gosai is very merciful.
By His mercy, one can get the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda.
By His mercy, one can get the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda.
This is predicted in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
It has been predicted in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam
that the Lord will come in Kali Yuga.
That the Lord will come in Kali Yuga.
He'll be accompanied by His expansions.
And that He will be accompanied by His expansions.
So Nityananda is His first expansion.
So Lord Nityananda is His first expansion.
Advaita is another expansion of His expansion.
So Advaita is another expansion of His expansion.
Like this
Virchandra Prabhu.
He was also the Kiradakshai Vishnu.
He was Shirodakshai Vishnu.
Energies, expansions,
devotees,
Nitya Parshadas, Associates, Vardhans, Ashtas. He didn't have wealth and abundance, he had wealth and love.
He didn't have weapons of violence. He had weapons of love.
His personal beauty.
His personal beauty.
Mridanga.
Mridanga.
Kartals.
Kartals.
So all these things.
So all these things.
Came with Lord Chaitanya.
Came with Lord Chaitanya.
All these people.
All these people.
So Advaita Acharya is forerunner for everybody.
So Advaita Acharya is the forerunner of everybody.
So we pray to his lotus feet.
So we pray to his lotus feet.
And then we have devotion for Gaur Nithai.
That we may have devotion for Gaur Nithai.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Any comments or?
Any comments?
Questions?
This is.
Why do we still keep Advaita Acharya with bad debt?
Why do we welcome everybody?
Can you say that again? Question.
Why do we keep Advaita Acharya still bearded?
Oh, why do we keep Advaita Acharya bearded here in Mayapur?
I first we didn't have a beard.
First we didn't have a beard.
And then there was a protest.
And then there was a protest.
And that came to the sect.
And then it came to the SAC, Shastric Advisory Council.
And they gave the opinion that he should have a beard.
And they gave the opinion that he should have a beard.
And then we put on the beard.
Then we put on the beard.
And I discussed with the Mayapur GBCs.
So then they discussed with the Mayapur GBCs.
And then they voted to appeal this.
They voted to appeal this.
My point was that Kalta would want to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
My point was that Srila Prabhupada would want to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
And he told us that he didn't live in an ashram, so he went and saw Altan and Didi worship.
So he said, he told us that he didn't live in ashrams and so he was not so much upon deity worship.
They asked us to talk to some of his god brothers.
So he had asked us to talk to some of his god brothers.
And write the Pancharatrik Vidhi.
About the Pancharatrik Vidhi.
So I raised that point that Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in a number of temples, Advaita has a beard.
That Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, in none of his temples, Advaita Acharya has a beard.
In Shantipur, also they don't have a beard.
Also they don't have a beard.
And I quoted this quote, where it says, should have a beard.
So I showed these photos and said that they shouldn't have a beard.
And so that was handed over to the chairman of the Mayapur GBC at that time.
So that was handed over to the chairman of the Mayapur GBCs at that time.
He was supposed to resend it to the SAC.
He was supposed to give it to the SAC.
We never heard anything after that.
We never heard anything after that.
I'm trying to find out what happened.
It is an online question. Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for your wonderful class. How can we understand Mother Sachi's Vaishnava offenses? As motherly affection towards her son is natural, where Lord Himself is her son. In Krishna Leela, Mother Yashoda has shown same kind of motherly affection. How do we distinguish between these two types of motherly affection? From Shankar, Melbourne.
Since Mother Satchi had specifically criticized Advaita Gosai.
Mother Satchi had specifically criticized Advaita Gosai.
Maybe inspired by her devotion.
Maybe inspired by her devotion.
But Chaitanya wanted to send out the warning. We should be very cautious about offending a Vaishnava.
But Lord Chaitanya wanted to send out a warning that we should be very careful about offending Vaishnavas.
In the
Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Vaishnava Prad
is described as a Madal Hati, as a
is described as a mata hati or mad elephant offense.
So something that should be avoided. So by using Mother Satchi as an example. How could you bring her more at home?
So you could bring the point more home.
So that's my realization on it. But I don't know if there's any commentary on it.
We can revisit.
Chaitanya Bhagavat doesn't have too much in the form of purports.
Chaitanya Bhagavat doesn't have too much in the form of purports.
I'll see it. Hare Krishna, thank you. Advaita Gosai ki
is like a decoration, but it's not like a school of sculpture.